Milwaukee Election Commissioner Neil Albrecht says voter registration in the city is only about 70% of what it was at this time in 2010. That could be significant for Democrats, as that party is hoping for a large turnout in Milwaukee to offset Republicans' self-described efforts to run up the score or their vote margins in the conservative suburbs. Albrecht says a few weeks spent trying to tell people about the now halted GOP-led efforts to require a photo ID at the polls was a distraction.
That includes all of the different groups that would normally be engaged in voter registration activities. We're sort of sidetracked with the need to get the messaging out around voter ID. Obviously now, and we're happy to do it, we're reversing course on that.
Albrecht and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett are now promoting efforts to register voters at city libraries over the next few days before an early registration period expires. They're also reminding people they can register on Election Day and take part in early voting, though Barrett says Republicans have limited that too and gotten rid of it on weekends.
So the practice that we saw here for many, many years of people going from churches to the polls on Sunday, for example, has ended. The souls to the polls has ended, unfortunately.
Republicans have said they wanted voting hours to be the same around the state and that many rural counties don't have the money for weekend hours. Early voting, also known as in-person absentee voting, starts in Wisconsin next Monday. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.